When looking for the King of Podcasts, you're at the wrong channel.
Well, excuse me!
Looking for good ideas for life? You're far from good hands.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
If you think the listener is always right, you're far from the right place.
Out of order! Even in the future, nothing works!
Hosted by a Northeasterner by birth, but a rebel by choice.
Are you threatening me?
If you want a host that floats between love and madness,
and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Then play on and listen to Crazy Train Radio.
All right, guys, listen to this blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Warning, creators of this game do understand the subject matter may be offensive to some, but they do honor the families and people that have been affected by these real life tragedies that these individuals have caused. Want to play a game?
Oh yeah!
Lover of true crime?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we got an interesting game for you to check out.
Wow.
With the mashup of influences such as horror movies, collecting cards, and RPGs.
What?
Led to giving birth to an incredible creation of this game, Killers the Card Game.
You are all my children now.
This game is a collectible trading card game featuring some of the most infamous killers with tidbits of trivia on the back of each card to help you learn some insight to each criminal.
Who the hell are you?
Let's not forget, during the game, cops will be chasing you and these criminals.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
However, check out their website listed through all social media today, which can be found under Killers the Card Game.
Am I on the internet?
I want to play a game.
Hey everybody, I'm Brooklyn Summer, and you're listening to me on Crazy Train Radio.
Hey folks, it's your least favorite host in the podcast world, Croc, Jonathan Steele. And boy, do we have a good one for you today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this next guest at 13 is already a country powerhouse singer-songwriter that has recently released two new rockin' anthems, Blues on the Blacktop and Kickin' It Country. These kickin' up-tempo songs are sure to catch everybody's attention, and they are available on all digital platforms. So let's go ahead and welcome our next guest, Miss Brooklyn Summer.
So, Miss Summer, how are you? You've been a busy, busy bee.
I'm good. How are you? I'm just doing my thing, you know.
Exactly. Well, you got two new ones of recent noteworthy discussion, and first being Kickin' It Country. So, self-pen, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what can you tell me about Kickin' It Country?
Well, kicking it country, you know, me and my co-writers, Bill DeLuigi and Scott Barrier, were like, you know, we need a upbeat party song because, you know, everybody loves Fridays, where you can, like, sit back, relax, kick back, you know, kicking it country. They had it.
So what we're going to do is put that in right here for people to kick back on Friday as we record this, convenient enough. So here's Kicking It Country.
Friday nights are bound to be rolling around, and every busy city and every itty bitty town. If you like loud and rowdy, you're not alone, no. Oh, I don't know what you do to get your good time on. We got two-steppers, long neckers, 90s gold vinyl records, now and then Marvin and Crank, a little Eminem, bass fishing, bug rockers, head-banging, boot stompers, Morgan Wallen, Willie Whalen, Buffett, if you're into sailing, loving it, living it, keeping it, kicking it country.
What's been the response been for you on that so far?
I've been getting a lot of streams, so I'm very thankful for that. I think it's around
close to 60,000.
Oh, close to 60,000 then. So yeah, I'm just really grateful it's gotten pretty far from
a lot of positive response, and obviously I'll have links to everywhere and everything on all outlets of this, but I'm curious to know what sets you apart from everything currently in the world of music.
That's a hard one. I think what sets me apart is that, you know, if you put me in, like, you put me in a box and with another older person, and we're both singing, I don't think you'd be able to tell which one's the older person. I've been told things like that.
Well, at least if I'm going to put you in a box, not that I would, but at least it'd be a smaller box compared to most.
Oh, what's in the box?
But all kidding aside, how would you describe this style and your sound?
Well, I've been experimenting with my style and sound recently. You know, I've been singing a couple, you know, power ballads. I've been looking into pop country, but I mostly sing country rock. So I've been, yeah.
There you go. And when we tried to do this yesterday, I brought this up. But with the other one I want to bring up, Blues on the Blacktop, it had a sound of Miranda Lambert as far as the bed and stuff. So definitely good vibes to that. So Blues on the Blacktop, I want to insert that as well. But what can you give us a little feedback on it, and how's the response been on that?
Well, the feedback and response have been really great on that one as well, which I'm super thankful for. You know, I really love Blues on the Blacktop as well. I love all my music.
Right on. So let's go ahead and put that here.
Tongue devil set me off like a copper top kettle. Ain't looking back to watch the dust settle. Gonna throw the hammer down, left foot on the pedal.
Coming out of Blues on the Blacktop. And you know what's funny? I was doing a little reading, because we know everything on the interweb is accurate 100% about everybody. But there was a little rumor that you just talked about, because you were from Southern California.
Yep.
But you were originally from the Silicon Valley area in Northern California. But the little birdie online said that you may have been born in Oregon during a work trip of your father's. So what's the story there?
Well, I don't remember Oregon at all, because that was when I was born, of course. So that's before I gained consciousness of my entire existence. But I think that's pretty cool.
What, you don't remember from Jumpstart going, hey, I'm here. Hi.
I'm alive.
Hi, Mom, Dad, how you guys doing? You know, did you ever see the movie Spaceballs?
I have not seen that one.
Okay, they make fun of a movie from a horror movie called Alien, and that, and there's this little, I was thinking when I said that, hey, how you doing? All they have this little thing where they have this little puppet or something that's walking across the counter doing like a old school singing and top hat and you know.
That's funny.
People who've seen the movie will know exactly what I'm talking about, but...
Hello, my just my wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Yeah, it's quite creative. So, you know, what I appreciate is you might be tiny in stature, but you're becoming known for having a big voice. And the name I mentioned yesterday was reminded me of when I go with that statement was Martina McBride.
Yeah, I'm really grateful you say that because, you know, Martina McBride, she's awesome. She's one of my idols, honestly. That's
how
a
can,
really big
how compliment. Can she not?
I think everyone loves her.
Yeah. She might be small in stature too, but she's got that, there's just something about that big voice that comes out of her. Right? Absolutely. And I mentioned to you yesterday as well briefly that at least for Blues on the Blacktop, I was speaking prior to, I guess, lunchtime or so, your co-writer Dave, and he won't mind me saying this because Dave is straight up honest and he does not mind. So when I heard you worked with him, I said, hey, what's the scoop? What can you give me on Brooklyn? And he said, Brooklyn is an absolute pleasure to deal with. Comes from a great family. And he had nothing but positive things to say when I shot him a text.
Oh my God. Dave is, I can say the same exact things about him. He's awesome. I like whoever Dave likes.
Yeah. Well, that, and I think I'm not a religious person, but I put it this way, that his wife has automatically earned angel wings with him. But
his wife are beautiful people.
No, they are great people. I had to get a little jabbing at Dave, but you know, I know I'll get a phone call about that, but that's okay. But what's the appreciation for folks like Gretchen Wilson? I mentioned Miranda, but also on the other side of things, Christina Aguilera and Adele.
Well, you know, all those people, they're just super real, and they've always been my lifetime idols. Like, you know, let's take I used to listen to Christina Aguilera and Adele 24/7, sang their music. They've been in my mind for a long time, but honestly, yeah, people like Gretchen Wilson, Shania Twain, Miranda Lambert, they're just super real people, and they like shred, and just, they're really cool. Speaking of Gretchen Wilson, I saw her in a concert with three of her friends all playing in the writer's round together, and it was so cool. They were all like just really real people, and they were fighting with each other on stage sometimes.
and it's funny, I don't know if you saw the video, it came across, I guess, one of what the kids call reels and stuff recently, but it was of Adele at a show. I don't know if it was a residency or whatever the case was, but it was a recent show. She was, you know, walking through the crowd, you know, still doing performance and everything like that, and she goes, she recognized one of her doctors. And it was hilarious because, you know, it was one of those big ballad type songs, and she goes, "Wait, you delivered my son? How?" Yeah, you know, stops the show. How you? It was just, yeah, you know, she was into the. Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah, you know, she was into the movie, looking at everybody, trying to make eye contact with everything. Hey, yeah, I know you. Well,
that's so funny.
He knows you too, but that's a whole. You know, it was just hilarious.
That's funny.
Out of you know, whatever the event size venue was, going through the crowd, hey, stops.
Yeah, I know you.
I know you. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, this is my doctor. No, it was just hilarious, you know, but yeah. So when you say they're real, I saw proof that she was real, yeah. But I was great. But if I find it, I'll send it over. But so obviously, you are in a fun part, or I should ask, because I know you're, what, 13, 14?
I turned 14 April 29th.
Oh, happy pre-birthday. So, obviously, you're still, where are you at school-wise? What level are you at?
Well, I'm homeschool that ICL Academy. They're really great, and it really helps with my music because, you know, they're a school with a bunch of other people with different, like, you know, talents, like tennis. I've seen freaking acrobatics, all of it. So it just gives me more time to, like, practice music. So it's really helpful.
And as far as the tennis and acrobats and all stuff I can't do and have no problem admitting. But with that being said and having the flexibility, last question, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
Well, I really hope that I can at least get myself out there more. If I could go on some kind of tour, that'd be really cool. Just playing more gigs, making money, you know, just getting, building up my catalog even more, just getting great music.
Absolutely. And there's actually some tour dates listed on the website, which you'll be able to click below, all that fun stuff. But Brooklyn, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey there, Friday fans. We know how much you enjoy the movies. Enjoy grabbing your Friday merchandise and interacting with the Friday family, whether it be at conventions or during our particular watch-alongs. Well, when you're looking to get yourself masks, why not check out our friends over at Camp Blood Customs out of New York State and order your specific custom mask from any of the films. All orders are made specifically. Your needs and wants are. Make sure you find Camp Blood Customs on Facebook, Instagram, and all over social media and order yours today.
Hey guys, my name is Chris Galace, and you're listening to Crazy Train Radio.